Now he's got some toys that will feature Malik Nabers out of LSU. That was the big news from Giants last night. We'll get to the Jet decision. And obviously, Joel Embiid trying to kick people in the balls, trying to grab people's ankles. Just a typical night of Joel Embiid action. Sean Morash, are you happy today?
Happy? I'm ecstatic today.
Ecstatic today.
This is the happiest I've been as a Giant fan since Tommy DeVito beat the Packers, and I thought he was the answer. This is such a good feeling today. I said on the air yesterday, if it wasn't going to be May, give me Nabers or Odunze. They have a playmaker, and it answers the golden question of a month ago when Saquon was dead to us, which is, how do you score points when you let your best offensive weapon go? You add a better offensive weapon.
Yeah, the Giants could be setting themselves up when you look at Brian Burns, when you look at improving the offensive line, and the assumption Andrew Thomas is going to be healthy this year, which I guess I'll take the leap of faith. The drafting here of Malik Nabers, where the Giants may go into next offseason with all of us saying, hey, they're a quarterback away.
Yeah.
Well, not for nothing. They also have a better roster today than they did in 2022 when they won 9 games and made the playoffs.
So you're thinking Super Bowl? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not thinking Super Bowl. I'm thinking that this team, there's no reason this team can't be an 8-9 ball breaks the right way 10-win team.
That's going to be your expectation now.
Right. Can we just beat the Eagles and the Cowboys? That's all I'm talking about.
Hold on. No, Tiki. You and Evan told me how important it was week 18 to beat the Eagles to set up this for this season, and
You know what I mean. I know. Take the momentum from a late season win. Yes, I know it. Yes, they have beat the Eagles. But, I mean, consistently beat the Eagles.
There was one part of yesterday, and I feel so dirty saying this, Tiki, because you're not going to be happy, but I'm honest about what I feel sometimes.
Uh-huh.
As I'm reading about the Giants trying to trade up for 3, and that being a real possibility, and me thinking, hey, as a football fan, this is what I would do. I would try to get Drake May. I kept thinking to myself, God, man, those tankers, man. If they got their way, we wouldn't have had to have done this.
Yeah. Yeah, you just can't do it. I still have the same, because I heard that a lot yesterday. I still have the same emotion around needing to establish a culture of winning. You just have to do it. And I know in the best interest of your draft prospects, maybe you lose a couple of those games. Not on purpose, but just kind of play the young guys, right? But at the end of the day, you got to try to win. You have to. It's part and parcel of what Brian Daboll is all about.